KDOM Radio. It is time now for the Coach's Show, as it's going to be a little bit of a short one this week. We're talking a little bit of boys hockey as well as boys wrestling with Coach Jansen and Coach Colseth. As they got their seasons underway yesterday, we catch up with them, talk about their first games and matches of the year and what they expect to see here in the next couple of weeks. So we're going to jump right into that, because we got Gopher basketball pregame coming up at the bottom of the hour here on KDOM.
With over 40 years of State Farm insurance experience under one roof, Kelsey Fossing State Farm in Springfield puts the life in life insurance and will double check to make sure you're getting all of your discounts. Contact Kelsey Fossing State Farm Insurance Agency in Springfield at 507-723-6295.
Your full-service grocery store, Hy-Vee and Wyndham, invites you to shop 7 days a week. Check out our full-service meat department, produce, frozen, and dairy sections. Dine in the Hy-Vee kitchen. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Jansen of Wyndham Boys Hockey. And Coach, a little bit of a slow start to this season with some weather issues, some scheduling stuff going on, and, you know, a little bit of a hectic start. But before we get into last night's game, just talk a little bit about your roster this year. Losing some key guys from last year, and, you know, a relatively young team this year, but a few underclassmen, some sophomores and juniors who have played a lot of hockey for you already.
Yeah, so it's an interesting mix for us this year, where, you know, we return a lot of guys, but everybody that we returned is kind of a first-year guy from last year, so kind of getting into their second year. And then we also have a bunch of new kids coming up, a bunch of freshmen coming up from the Bantam team. And so we have a mix of experience and a mix of new, and so it's a good blend. So far, it's worked out really well for us to have a lot of leadership and experience and walking through practice and how we do things and for the new guys. And the new guys are picking some things up pretty quickly.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned some weather causing some issues to start the year. So last night was your first game of the season, and it was a road game against Worthington. And you guys were able to come out on top 6-4. What went right for you guys to pick up that first win of the season?
Yeah, you know, our first period of hockey was one of the best periods of hockey our program has played in a long, long time. We were outstanding in the first period. It was like a coach's dream. Everything that we've been doing kind of came to life, and we got up 4-0 and gave up a late one in the first period to be 4-1. And then we responded really well to start the second, and we made it 5-1. And then I think we got a little complacent, and, you know, in Worthington, it's a small rink, and so when they score, it gets really loud, and we had six kids playing their first varsity game last night, and so that's a new experience, and some of those guys were in key roles, and so it kind of rattles them a little bit, you know, and so they made it 5-2, and then they snuck another one in late to make it 5-3, and our kids were maybe hitting the panic button a little bit. But they had all the momentum after the second. Our locker room was certainly quiet, and we had to be reminded that we were still winning a hockey game by 2 goals. And so I think there was a little bit of frustration, and we gripped some sticks, but we locked down defensively and were able to come out on top.
Yeah, it was good to start the year, you know, with a win, but things really start to pick up here, and you got a couple of home games coming up tomorrow. You'll have New Ulm at home, and then on Monday we'll have the coverage on Hot Country 94.3 as you guys have Redwood Valley to start off the week. What are some things you're looking for from your guys here coming off a big win against Worthington and now, you know, trying to build off that, and I'm sure a lot of that has to do with getting some of those guys some more varsity minutes.
Yeah, and so that's what we said, too, like before the game yesterday. We needed to play because we needed to be able to have success, all the things we're working on. We needed to be able to show what we've been working on is going to work. And we also needed to play to make some mistakes, too. And that's something that we told the guys, and that was going to happen. And so now we can actually work through something and see where some of our flaws are and move forward with that. And tomorrow against New Ulm is going to be a tough test, and so we're going to have to play a little bit quicker, probably a little bit more defensively. But we're looking to still grow and kind of clean everything up maybe by Christmas time and really evaluate who we are as a team. And, you know, it's going to come quickly. I believe we have 8 practices and 7 games before Christmas. And so we're going to be going kind of every other day is what it seems like, and a few off days on the weekends. But, yeah, that's our schedule, so we have to make adjustments quickly. But we are looking to make some mistakes, and we are looking to find some success and looking for growth out of all these guys.
All right, sounds good, Coach. Well, good luck tomorrow night. We'll see you on Monday. Very excited to get over to the barn and cover some Wyndham boys hockey for the first time this year. Appreciate the time, Coach. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll be back with more here on The Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
It's no secret that delivering a winning performance depends on preparation. Bank Midwest understands. That's why our team is best in class and strong. Bank Midwest, where your great experience is waiting.
Great experience, one place.
Member FDIC.
Extra Touch Auto of Wyndham has it all. Used vehicles for sale, paintless dent repair, windshield repair, tires, and general car repairs. Call Paul at Extra Touch Auto, 507-831-1314.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Colseth of Wyndham Cobra Wrestling. And, you know, we'll start here, Coach, looking at numbers. That's something that, you know, a lot of communities around the area have been dealing with the last couple of years, is trying to find the numbers on the squad. And it looks like you guys have the numbers this year. Now, I know that's just, you know, one step in the process, because, you know, you got to get kids in different weight classes and all that kind of stuff. But I'm sure it's been really nice for you to see, you know, such a great turnout and close to 50 kids out for wrestling this year.
Yeah, we got a good core of kids, and they've been doing a lot of recruiting to their buddies, trying to get some more kids out, and, you know, it's good to see. You know, I mean, our room is definitely full. Like, there's no more space in there. But, I mean, that's a good thing. It's, we finally got kids interested, kids involved, and, you know, they're all doing well, and they're all enjoying it.
Yeah, definitely a good problem to have, you know, too many kids in the room, but... a chance for you guys to get out on the mat and do some wrestling yesterday. Had a quad over in Mountain Lake. Can you just talk us through, you know, how that went for you guys and what you saw from your guys that you liked, and maybe some things that you're going to have to work on?
Yeah, we had a real good night. You know, we beat Red Rock Central, we beat Blue Earth, and we wrestled a good duel with Dawson Boyd. They're probably one of the favorites in our section, and we're right there with them. You know, we got three, four matches. I think we could swing the other way and, you know, give ourselves a chance to win the thing. So, I mean, we saw a lot of good things out of our guys last night. We saw some fight out of them, and we also saw a lot of guys getting pins. A lot of guys were finding the bonus points when it mattered, and that's kind of what we've been preaching. And it put the guy on the back. Let's pin him. And, you know, we did just that. But, you know, we also got to fix a few things. I think we got pinned a little too much in certain situations, and we didn't fight off our back, you know. But outside of that, you know, there's always improvement, you know. There's always improvement. And it's a lot of little things with some of these guys. And, you know, we're going to talk about that here and start working on that coming up. And, yeah, keep moving forward with it.
Yeah, Coach, you know, you touched on it there a little bit, but, you know, I believe yesterday was your first time getting out onto the mat as a squad, and, you know, things are really going to start to pick up here. You know, weather's going to be an issue, and things will be thrown your way, but, you know, a chance for the guys to get out there and start wrestling consistently. What are some things looking for from your guys here, you know, the next couple of weeks to try and get going and get into the flow of things?
You know, yeah, consistency is a big thing, but it's winning the position battles, going out there and, you know, just not putting yourself in bad position and, you know, giving yourself a chance to win every time. And, you know, there's many outmatched, or we feel like we're outmatched, but it's like, you know, it's like you can keep yourself in a match easy if you just don't come out of position. And that's what we're working on with some of these kids, and, you know, work on, you know, some of them, you know, need to work on finer details, how to finish on good kids. And, but yeah, I, you know, a couple of them, you know, we got some, work to do on bottom. We just gotta get that, bottom mentality of get up and get out. You know, we just can't sit there. But, you know, I mean, we got a lot of good kids, a lot of hungry kids in the room. And, they're all eager to learn and work and, to improve. So, I mean, it's gonna be a fun year with them.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, looks like the Cobras looking to make an impact this year on the mat. We appreciate you taking the time, as always, here on the Coach's Show. Good luck here in the near future. We hope to talk to you again soon.
All right, thank you.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
If you grow soybeans here in Minnesota, know that biodiesel increases the value of a bushel of soybeans by nearly 63 cents and removes 230,000 vehicles from Minnesota's roads. Visit mnsoybean.org and learn more. This message is brought to you by the Cottonwood County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hilltop Recycling in Sanborn is your scrap recycling center. They buy and process all kinds of scrap vehicles, appliances, metals, and more for fair prices, local pickup, and roll-off boxes. Call and get your quote at 507-648-3000.